Hello there.
Are you all right?
Oh, look, you're finally awake. You were trying to go to Borders, right? Walked right into that truck. Oh, you can sit in my lap as long as you need. Take your time and get reacquainted with your body. Oh, you must be so confused. You're not dead. Yet. You're in the hospital. Oh no, I'm sorry. I can't send you back. Not before you're tested. You got a very strange one, though. Apparently they want to send you into a dating sim? I'm not sure why. Hold on. I can pull that up. Oh, you seem to really like dating sims. And not the parody ones like Hideful either. You've beaten Tokimeki Memorial in its entirety. A summer session, or even True Love? I thought you were going into this with Doki Doki as your basis, and that was it. Oh, you'll do great. Alright, well, I'm gonna send you in. All you need to do is get the true ending. Oh, I'm not allowed to tell you how to do that. But I believe you got this. And go. Yo, Protag, you good? He looks absolutely conked out, bro. All slumped up against the lockers. Somebody shoulder check you? I'll get him for you. Oh, okay. Feeling sick? Wouldn't want that. Let me walk you to the gym, at least. If you fell over again and actually hurt yourself, that would be my fault or something. We made it. And you didn't even fall over this time. That's good. If you hurt your ribs or something, let me know and I'll walk you to the nurse. Gotta go get some water. Hold up. Awesome. The live stream flows through me like rain. Oh, sorry. Just quoting a game. Oh, so what do you want to do first? I don't mind, whatever. Want to help me stretch? I mean, we can do that for sure. I was going to suggest it, actually. But shut up. Don't tease me like that. That's a really silly thing to say, Protag. And you're not a silly person. I know you're not. You're very serious. I know you. I'm just gonna stretch and talk. Don't be weird, okay? I know you're not weird, to be clear. Only saying that because you don't make jokes like that normally. You're always so serious and straight-laced and ignore that. I was gonna say that you're curious. Very curious. I know that. For sure. Curious about me? Oh, no. You can't be. You can't be serious, right? You've never said anything like that about me. I really am not somebody to be curious about. At all. I'm boring. Really boring. You don't think I'm boring? Oh. I worry sometimes. I really do. There's a lot of other girls at this university, and you talk to so many of them besides me. I mean, what do I offer that they don't? I worry about that a lot. As friends. I mean, I've been your friend forever. So you already know everything about me. Not particularly angry or sad or anything interesting. Nothing bad has ever happened to me at all, really. My personality is basically unsalted bread. And the only thing that anybody says about me on this campus is that I have an appealing haircut like the one viral internet meme about an artichoke or something. That's not a lot to go on. I don't want you to forget me. I don't want to be left alone because I'm vanilla or boring. If you give me a chance,
I could tell you all sorts of cool things about myself, and, you know, sometimes vanilla is really good. Sorry about the spiel about my archetype, just something I've been struggling with lately. Huh? You do like me? You want to taste the vanilla? Oh gosh, this is a lot. This is a lot. I've always liked you too. I've always liked you more than you know, and I've wondered for so long if that was enough. If liking you forever was enough. I've tried funny hats, I've tried becoming a fan of so many different things, I've tried magic, I've tried killing the Demon King, but you always lurched the other girls on campus over and over again. There was just nothing I could do. I considered wearing the stupid artichoke shirt to campus so they could at least get a laugh out of you. But finally I've got your eyes on me. You're paying attention and you're really listening. I don't even know what to do with it now besides be happy. Thank you for finally seeing me. I've been here the whole time, and I feel like I'm being rewarded for it. Oh yeah, we were supposed to be stretching. I have a question for you, if you don't mind. So, do you wanna go out? Oh, that's wonderful. I'll, see you at Botticelli's tonight or something. We can keep hanging out until you're ready to leave the gym. I mean, you still look like you took a hard fall. You didn't fall? Huh, that's weird. But I have something for you, if you want it.
Where did you come from? Why am I asking? You fell onto your desk and no one else seemed to notice. It's very strange. Whatever. Strange is the realm of the poor anyways. So, how are you managing all of your pithy classwork? All that financial support and this school can barely manage my massive intellect. 2 + 2 does not equal 5. Silly billies. All done. And you've barely managed to start. A little pathetic, isn't it? You might think you'd try harder when you're next to someone who has so many family names. And you're only named Protag? Well, I guess you really are poor. I can't even afford multiple names. How sad. How do you manage to be so stupid looking, yet so easy to hate? These are not easy traits to share. Dogs look stupid, but are lovable. Cats look lovable, but are truly easy to hate. But you somehow manage to be an accumulation of all of those negative traits. You'll have to try harder than that. Why would you have to try harder? Well, you are next to me in the seat order. If you're not perfect, I'll ask you to move. You've been here since the start of the year, and I have not been impressed yet. You should be trying to impress me. I'm prime meat, and everyone else you're looking at... Never mind. That stupid childhood friend of yours. So boring and lame. So idiotic. Doesn't have a unique trait to her name. And that other girl, she's a wisp of a fart of a person. I would barely call her one, really. And yet, you give them so much more attention. Jealous? How dare you? How dare you? You don't get to call me jealous. Who in this situation could I possibly be jealous of? I am perfect. I am the best. If you dare think, if you... I might be. Now that you say it like that, I guess you can say something halfway intelligent occasionally. You've never seemed smart at all, so that makes it doubly strange for you to say something like that. I wouldn't think of myself as jealous at all, but somewhere deep down, I think you might be right. You are not allowed to be right. How dare you? If you had a point, what would you say I'm jealous over? Hypothetically, in another universe, at some level. I'm jealous over you? I might be able to figure out why you think that. I'm not stupid. In every class I'm in with you, I sit near you. At every opportunity to be around you, I take it. I have moved electives with my privileges to put myself in the same classes, and whenever I have the chance, I talk to you. And despite all of the allusion to hating you, I still choose to make conversation and tell you rather than show you how much I hate you. I mean, would that about sum up this hypothetical? All right, then let me lay out my own far-flung possibility. Maybe I understand that not a lot of people like me at this school inherently. Not because of the way I talk, but because of the way my parents got me in here. Maybe I got tired of people treating me so poorly, and maybe I got tired of rolling over and allowing it. And I gave up on ever having a friend. And I leaned into everyone's impression of me, because I was alone. Until I met an idiot who decided to talk to me anyways. Met someone who wouldn't let me go, and who wouldn't let me chase them off either. Hypothetically, I might get jealous if a bunch of other people wanted to be around them too. I would get very angry. And hypothetically, I might ask that person if they wanted to do anything more. And in that situation, they have a right to tell me no and to go away. Thank you. That would be lovely. Hypothetically, we could go to Bocelli's. I love that restaurant. I could even buy out the floor for just the night. I do have that sort of money, and that's not a theory. Come here for a moment. I think you have some dirt on the side of your...
Protag, you fell. Are you all right? I'm glad that you came to help me in the club room, but I never wanted you to hurt yourself. I am so sorry. Is there anything I can do? Let me clean you up. You don't look bruised or anything. It's okay. Shh. It's okay. You're gonna be fine. You didn't hit your head or anything. At least, I don't think. I don't want to flash a light or anything in your face. You're standing up. That's good. I wasn't sure if you'd be able to stand up. The occult club has been awaiting someone of your skill set to help us out. Ignore that. I apologize if that was cringe. We're going to go work on posters and a few other things for the university festival. Putting up big papers showing off what we can do and what kind of fun any prospective new members might be able to find here. Ghosts and demons are super cool, you know. And we're going to put a ghost there. And another ghost there. Maybe a pumpkin there? Do you think people at the festival would like pumpkins? I don't know what people around here would like. You know me. I don't really like talking. I appreciate you decided to help me. You really didn't have to do that. You could have walked by like everybody else, but you've always helped me. And that's the weird part. You've never had to, but you do. Anyways, is there a reason for that? Ratag, you shouldn't say stuff like that. That's not fair to anybody else at the university. Nothing. I said nothing. I'm so sorry. I really am. I shouldn't be saying things like that either. It's really not fair. Let me finish up this poster before we keep going. Sorry, I don't mean to make so many noises. You like my art? I appreciate that. I've always really liked drawing, but sharing it always seems so scary. I think you might be the first person to see it. Wanna see my journal? I do a lot of journaling, but I also do a lot of art in there. I draw a lot of ravens and castles and lightning cracks. I think all that stuff is super cool. I always have, and I always will. If you think that's lame, that's... You could never think I'm lame. I could never think you're lame either. At all. You're one of the nicest people I've ever met. Nice isn't the same as cool, but most people kind of ignore me at this university. Everyone kind of ignores me here. It sucks. I want to have friends, and I want to have more club members than four, but I never really got the opportunity to have that, even if I wanted. So the fact that you want to talk to me, it means more than you could possibly know. Oh, thank you. I really like you. Sorry, that scared me. I shouldn't have. No, I wanted to say that. I really wanted to say that. I wanted to say that more than I want to breathe. I've always liked you. Before it was from afar. out so close. I'm sorry for never saying anything, but I was so afraid to do that. I thought you'd reject me or hate me or never talk to me again, and I never see you again. And I couldn't allow that. You're a really good friend, but I also have some feelings that conflict with that. It sucks. What do you think? Okay, that's wonderful. That really is. I've never gotten to have anything like this. I never thought I would. We'll go to Botticelli's later or something. You've got a bit of marker on your face. Can I get it off?
You've done so well. There's only a little bit left to go, Protag. You're almost to the end and back to your normal life. There's one thing left. You have to go to your date. It's been wonderful to have you, and I hope that your next life is even better. See you.
Oh, well, welcome to the land of the living. You seem to have caused a bit of a problem, player.
He probably didn't know. Don't blame him. This is stupid. And you've been passing out all day. Are you all right?
It's all right, everyone. He was being nice to everybody here. I'd say everybody is lonely, yeah?
Yeah, I've basically only ever had one best friend. So when I asked them out for a date, I guess they couldn't say no.
Exactly. He's been such a good friend to me this year at university, so he deserves something really special. All of us should just be with him. Together.
Hypothetically, what would we need to do to make that work?
Yeah. We can all love each other, and this can be normal, and make sense.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing else to do but that. We'll all make this perfect together.
I guess we can do that. We can, yeah. I wouldn't mind having friends like that. Lots of friends.
We're not in the restaurant yet. We can do some stuff out in the park. We have time.
Well, I want to go first if that's what we're going to do.
No, me!
No! I go first. I came up with all the ideas, so I want to get to do what I want to Protag. You both can wait and watch.
Okay.
Fine. If you're lusting that badly, you can make the first move.
The male refractory period is quick, so whoever goes last gets to actually take him. I'll just use my hand. Hold on. Feels really nice. This is nice. I never expected to do this. It's incredible. Someone who's been so kind deserves so much. They really do. You're wonderful.
My turn. I insist. I want to clean him off. I'm not going to get to talk much while we do this, so I'm going to go ahead and take him in my mouth. You're a really nice person, I'll admit it. Even if you're an idiot. A super big idiot. Get ready. You don't deserve this, but I want to do it. That is so delicious. Good. So good. I could do this forever. Are you getting close, player? Don't hold back. I want it. Give it to me. The princess always gets what she wants, right? And I'm a good princess, right? You're gonna give me that comb, right? You're getting me all sloppy, player. Give me that comb. I'm gonna take it deeper, okay? Delicious. Thank you. It was a little quick, though. You may want to try harder next time. Okay, player?
Yes. Oh, you're so wonderful. Oh, I love you. Oh, this is amazing. I want to fuck you harder. You've been my best friend forever. I've loved you forever. I want to make you smile for the rest of your life. Please, please just let me do this.
I want to next time. What we just did.
Ugh. Oh, you can. We all can. We all should. That was amazing. I never want to let you go.
You've been one of the most important people in my life. You've given me a reason to keep going since I met you. Thank you. For everything. You're amazing. And those posters are going to go up promptly.
You made me realize I'm a little more human than I'd like to think. You made me realize that it was okay to lower myself. At least a bit. Thank you for being my friend. Even if I didn't realize you were.
And thank you for being my friend forever. For never judging me for my interests or who I am. For never calling me vanilla. You're the nicest person I've ever met. Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. Goodbye. And take care, Protag. You were truly the protagonist of all time. Bring that energy to everything you do. Hey, you. Oh, you're finally awake, baby boy. Oh, you were trying to cross the street, right? Walked right into that truck. Same as your sister.